What's easier for you, 6 inches of rain or 6 inches of snow?
I'll take the rain any day as long as Kirkwood's not flooded.
And we are trying to mitigate that, correct? Is that what's going on
Absolutely.
Behind the Von Lee? We'll get into construction because I think that's what moves the meter. We'll do that here in a second. We'll get into Kirkwood in a second. We'll get into all kinds of things going on, but I think we would be remiss starting the week with, the great North American 2024 eclipse. What a job by the heavens on that. That was outstanding. We were ready for anything. We were ready for people. We were ready for chaos. We were ready for parking spots to be all filled up. It looked like it was pretty calm. How did everything go from your end?
You know, everything went about as spectacular as we could have expected. I know a lot of folks are talking about crowds that were smaller in size than expected, but as I've said to some colleagues and the mayor and others, I'd rather be overprepared than underprepared. And in the end, I think it was still a great day for Bloomington, Monroe County, and the surrounding area. We were all hands on deck, ready for everything from large crowds with the influx of folks to sanitation services continuing and making sure all of our public safety folks were in line. But in the end, it was a great day. I spent my morning kind of seeing how things were going around the city and started picking up really around 10 a.m. Downtown started to get real vibrant and alive. Switchyard Park by 11:30 had thousands of people there. So a great day for us overall with the city. I think we put our best foot forward and presenting what great things can come in Bloomington. And, while it might not have been the number of people we expected, I think it was still a great day. And I'll tell you what, that 4 minutes of totality.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Just like the movies, man, but cooler. It was so cool. It was so
cool. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing.
I put my kids through a little dark side of the moon. They're like, what is this?
There you go.
Great day.
I played Brain Damage and Eclipse right when I hit the air because I hit the air at 3:05 and at 3:04:44, it was totality. So, very cool. And let's not get confused with just because there were not a ton of people does not mean the event or events that went on weren't successful. Those are
mutually exclusive.
Thank
in my
you.
Mind.
That's what I was trying to say.
What we had to base our predictions on, what we had to base, what we were trying to plan for on was the last time this happened anywhere nearby. And that's what we did. And, we heard all kinds of stories from our friends down in Western Kentucky and Hopkinsville and all the areas down there that, traffic jams beyond belief at the end and everybody leaving at the same time. I think we had a lot of factors going in our favor that day. It was obviously a beautiful day out, so folks were able to get outside, walk. The Beeline Trail was just full of people all day, walking down to Switchyard, walking back downtown. So we had great weather. We also, all of our special events and planned events were really spread out across the community, whether they were out at the campgrounds of Lake Monroe, up at Memorial Stadium, down at Switchyard, out at the fairgrounds. It was all spread out. It was geographically spread out, and I think that really kind of spread out the population of folks that were attending, and that was a good thing. And as I talked with some of our sanitation team about, they would love it if every Monday morning we didn't have school in session and folks were told to stay home from work to kind of prepare for crowds, because the streets were from 5 a.m. till when they wrapped up about 10:30. They were pretty thrilled to be able to get those routes done quickly. But
that's the only thing I talked about on Tuesday that kind of, I don't want to say was a bummer, because you don't miss anything. You just perhaps missed, COVID. We didn't gather a whole lot. We've been trying to do this. We haven't had to Bloomington. We can just go through all these things. And this was like, hey, this could be the big gathering, but you didn't have to go to the stadium to watch it. You could watch it from your back deck. And that's I think that's the cool part and the bad part all at once. That helped everything, but it was a chance to gather that. We were like, oh, it could be super busy. We don't want to mess with that. So, we live and learn. But you're right.
Yep.
The path of totality going, no offense to our friends in Henderson and Hopkinsville and everything, they're not ready for that because the infrastructure is not there. But when the totality goes, essentially, it felt like up Interstate 69. Well,
right.
the people don't have to go that far, and they can hop on an interstate and get to kind of where they need to go or everything else. When I heard the Indianapolis Motor Speedway only had around 50,000 people, that told me everything I needed to know. That's when it was like, oh, okay. Well, it's cool.
Exactly. You know, like we saw, you know, the campgrounds were all full out by the lake.
Yeah, hotels were full, restaurants.
Cameras pointing to the sky all over the place. You know, I can tell you, you know, like even the hotels around downtown and on the outskirts of the city limits there, folks that came to see totality and such were, they were setting up where they were at. They were, you know, it wasn't that they wanted to necessarily go congregate with a lot of people. They wanted to have a nice view where they could set up a couple chairs. And we saw that all over the city. And, you know, I'll tell you, when the hardest part of managing the day is the students that might imbibe a little too much near that big university over there, that's not a bad day in Bloomington.
You're used to that with football games, basketball games, little 500s, and other things.
Yeah, we got that coming.
Yeah, we do. We'll put that in our back pocket for a little bit later in our discussion. Adam Wason, Director of Public Works, joining us today. And the other thing I think is interesting as well, if the path of totality went 46 from Terre Haute to Columbus, and it was only 20 miles, that would have been a whole, that then you would have had all these other people coming from all these different other places. But you know what? We lived and learned, and 5,000 years from now, we'll do it better the next time that happens. Well,
we're putting in a request, actually, Glass. We're going to try to do that again next year.
Oh, good. See if we can get another perfect day of weather as well. That was That was fantastic. Helped your crews in the morning. Helped anybody that wanted to get out and enjoy nature outside of their yard and get after that. So Jordan Davis told me Switchyard Park was absolutely jumping. I've talked to some other folks that were in different parts of the county and said, yeah, it was great. Everybody was cool. Big round of applause and cheers and oohs and ahs. Dogs barking. That's the whole deal on all of that. So that was Monday. So we should just put our feet up and call it a week, right? Now Masters is on. We got baseball going. We had a national championship basketball game. But in government, on Tuesday night was the 100th day of the new administration, the state of the city on Tuesday night. And I know you don't have the notes in front of you, and I don't want to do that. But it seemed that Mayor Thompson had some big issues on her agenda for moving forward, and housing is one of them. How important is that to our community for safety, for betterment, quality of life, and just everybody in general?
Yeah, you know, Glass, the whole event on Tuesday night with the mayor's State of the City address was great. You know, I think everyone appreciated she kept her speech to 20 minutes and just less than that. So that always makes folks happy when you keep the speech in, you know, nice and short and sweet and to the point. But Mayor Thompson did a great job kind of outlining what we've been up to in our first 100 days, what her big vision is for the city, you know, housing a big part of that, obviously. And so, yeah, just overall great night. You know, specifically with housing, I think you could look at any number of studies, whether it was our housing studies that we've done through the city, and I think it was 2020 and 2023, whether it was the Indiana Uplands housing study through the Regional Opportunities Initiative. Every one of those studies says we need to have better and more affordable housing for the people that work in this community, in this county and such. And I think all our elected officials are starting to hear that loud and clear and wanting to make a pathway for that forward, where it's affordable housing that, you know, our average workers can afford to live in. And so they're not, so we're not importing as many workers to Bloomington, but also, you know, quality housing that meets the needs of residents and creating, you know, great neighborhoods and all the things that come with new development. So very important, something that we've been talking about for many years, and I know big priority for Mayor Thompson.
Good, and we'll see how that moves along and see how it helps. And again, it's better for all parties involved one way or another. Adam Wason is the Director of Public Works for the City of Bloomington, and he is a busy, busy man. Let's get to the construction fund, shall we? It is construction season, and there are different projects with folks with different responsibilities, and you're here to help me sort those out. So if people are frustrated or happy or whatever it is, we just want you to direct your emotion at the right group. So For example, on my Facebook post today, you saw our friends, I would assume that's the county, getting the Fullerton Pike Spur, getting ready to match up with the Gordon Pike Spur. We know there's going to be a big bridge put over there. The big orange cones or the big orange barrels are on the side of the road, and the big earth movers are starting to move some earth. Well, that's on the southwest side, and I know that's not your purview, but between College Avenue and the I-69 and Kinzer Pike and all of that stuff, is that you as well, or is that the state and NDOT? Tell us what we should be looking at, and then we'll talk about what's behind the Von Lee.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, the one thing I'd say about the Fullerton Pike project, as I'm graduating my third out of Bachelor Middle School this spring, just a few years too late, folks, you know, getting over to Bachelor each morning through Bachelor Heights and everything. That project, long needed, nice east-west corridor that'll be created and help alleviate a lot of the traffic out there that in that area and hopefully be a great amenity for the into the future for many generations to come. But yeah, up on the bypass, that's going to be an NDOT project. They're Stone Lake Drive up there that by the couple hotels. It's always been a dangerous intersection for left-hand turns and such, so they're making some much-needed improvements up there on the bypass with you know, adding turn lanes, and then there will actually be an up-ramp up to Arlington Road and such that they're building as part of that project. But yeah, good coordination, communication with our friends at NDOT to, you know, get that project off the ground. And, you know, while it's going to have some lane restrictions leading into graduation weekend, they've, you know, heard loud and clear that, you know, how busy it'll get then. And so really working with our friends at NDOT and the university to make sure we're managing traffic flows there when it comes time for graduation with that big project. But yeah, much needed project that our friends at NDOT are working on up there on the north side.
Now, with the weather, all this rain, does that slow everything down, or you can only worry about what you can worry about because of you're not over there every day?
Yeah, no, you know, you build weather days into all your projects, okay, especially this time of year. And so I can't remember the contractor that got the NDOT project up there, but yeah, the weather days get built in. You know, they can do some behind the scenes things on days like today, but yeah, pretty much a washout most of the days this week as far as major construction activity.
You don't like the word washout or heavy rain or 6 inches of rain in 9 days, especially when you have all the stuff stacked up in the parking lot behind the Von Lee down there between Kirkwood and 6th Street, right across from the old, well, what do we call that? Recampus River in Dunmeadow now. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a low-lying area. What are you guys carving up underneath there to make our lives better at big weather events down there?
Well, for any long time or any Bloomingtonians that have been around for the last couple decades, they've known we've had many, several instances of different types of flooding events in the downtown Kirkwood area. This is one of the final, this is the final phase of what originally started in 1998 with the big dig on Kirkwood. This is, I think, phase five or six. I can't remember if it's five or six, but working with our friends over at City of Bloomington Utilities, who have stormwater responsibilities for the city, this is the final underground storm channel that's being constructed with, you know, much higher volumes that can go through the storm system there. Where the Campus River goes out from Dunmeadow and goes underground there until it reemerges as an open air down south of First Street. This is that final phase of connecting all of those infrastructure projects that we've lived through for so many years to really provide that stormwater relief for the downtown. So utilities is our, the City of Bloomington Utilities is running that project, but in close coordination with Public Works and everyone. Right now they're still in the parking lot here after that first Monday after graduation, as is so typical. You know, we're going to try to, they're going to, that's Indiana Avenue will close between Kirkwood and what would be 7th Street there.
Right.
To the north. And so that'll be a full closure there as they make that final connection from where they're working in the parking lot now under Indiana Avenue with that final bit of stormwater box that'll connect all of that. But yeah, like I said, anyone that's been around Bloomington for any number of years knows we've had those challenges with managing stormwater downtown and making sure we're keeping things from flooding, and this will be a big step in that right direction, the kind of final piece in a lot of ways.
Now, I know this isn't – you didn't start with this project in 1998. You were just an undergrad having some fun at the time. But the larger point is, why this part now? That's the main question people have asked me. It's like, wouldn't you start there, or do you have to get it? I don't know. And I said, well, you know who I'm going to ask? Adam Wason.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an engineer by trade or anything like that, and, you know, utilities is kind of a separate department. But what I can tell you is it was phased out in for many different reasons in the ways that it was. You know, you've got to build that downstream capacity. Otherwise, if you build a bunch of upstream capacity, it's just going to bottleneck at some point in time.
Well, it comes out your nose.
Exactly. So, you know, and so, you know, folks can remember back to when we were working at First and Walnut with that big underground storm channel project. Those are the connections those are the volumes that needed to be increased downstream so that you could finally put the big volume upstream to, you know, feed down into what eventually ends up down in the Clear Creek, the actual Clear Creek watershed and such down south of town. So, you know, lots of different parts to this long project that, and it was purposely set up over many, many phases because, I think the total amount spent on all the phases of the projects has to be well over $20 million. And so, you know, you can't just bite off a big $20-30 million project all at once, especially over, you know, 12, 14, 15 city blocks. So it was phased in that way to, you know, provide relief downstream so that then the large volumes upstream could actually be handled once we build this section.
All right, kids, there you go. There's your answer. And Adam Wason, he is the man with the answers this afternoon. As the rain pelts down again, we told you it wasn't going to take too much off this afternoon. Take a deep breath, and here comes the rain again. And here comes Kirkwood. Well, we had a council meeting last week, and everybody said, hey, we're going to have some fun at the spring and summertime on Kirkwood, buddy. What do we need to know about that?
Yeah, so we're not going to do the same setup of outdoor dining that we've done the last couple years where we close Kirkwood off entirely. That's a lot to do with the, you know, this Clear Creek culvert reconstruction there that we were just talking about. That's going to have traffic impacts downtown with the closure of Indiana. We're going to have to Kirkwood will actually be one way eastbound between Indiana and Dunn Street with only one way eastbound with some lane restrictions there. And it became very apparent to all of us that have worked on that outdoor dining project in years past that the traffic restrictions and the road lane restrictions associated with the project were not going to allow for proper movement of traffic throughout the downtown, throughout Kirkwood. And so this is the result of those conversations are such that we're going to offer the parklet program to all to downtown restaurants that are interested in that. The parklets are the, you know, where we'll use a parking space or two in front of a restaurant, put up the water-filled barriers, some nice artwork, vinyl coverings over the orange barricades and allow for some additional seating in the outdoor areas there, doing so at a low cost, trying to really, you know, assist and boost the restaurants that have been struggling these last few years to just make ends meet and keep everybody, you know, one of the great things about Bloomington that, you know, I've always believed and I know so many others do is that, you know, our dining scene and our restaurant scene and such has been strong for so many years, and we want to make sure we're hoping to preserve that into the future and keep all those great places we love to visit open for many generations to come.
And that was your business community telling you what they needed and wanted, correct?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, absolutely. You know, our partners over in the Economic Sustainable Development Department have been doing a ton of outreach. You know, I know we've got some disappointed Kirkwood restaurants that would have loved to have it closed again, like they've had in years past. That offers a lot of volume increase for them. You know, best thing for a restaurant is butts and seats, as they've always said. And so, you know, expanding that capacity of a restaurant has been huge for them. And we understand there's some that are disappointed that we couldn't do more, but wanted to at least offer something to make sure folks had an opportunity for, you know, take advantage of everything that we've loved about the outdoor dining in the years past.
That'll start April 29th and 30th. Those barriers will go in and run through November 4th. So a little bit later this time of year because not as much street stuff has been taken up. So we'll try it.
Exactly.
And we'll find all the things we like and hate about it and try it again next time around. Adam Wason is our guest this afternoon. The director of Public Works joins us. What's going on at the Bunger Robertson, that lot on 4th Street where the fire department is? That has been changed recently. People have been asking, a lot of people too that work downtown or hang out downtown, can we park there? Can we not park there? Is it 9 to 5? You know what I said? I'm going to ask Adam Wason.
Yep. So, you know, we did. We've got our fire department headquartered out of the, it's called College Square property there at the corner of 4th and College on the southwest corner there. And so, yeah, we've got our fire department housed there for right now while we're continuing the renovations, the rebuild of the headquarters at 4th and Lincoln. But we found that we had a lot of folks that were taking advantage of some parking in that lot and creating some issues. So, yeah, that is a permit-only lot throughout the day and such. And, you know, had some folks that weren't too thrilled that their free parking had gone away, that had been taking advantage of that. But, we're certainly working with the fire department on, you know, their late fall move and such. And then, you know, that property is going to be looked at with the CIB and the convention center folks and all the plans around that, and such. So this is, you know, this is kind of the long-term vision of with the convention center and such of what will happen there. But yeah, the free parking for anyone that wanted to use it throughout the day, it's permit parking in that location going forward.
Now, I'm going to be pedantic for 1 minute because you used the word day twice. Can you park there at nighttime?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Glass. I'm not sure exactly what the signage reads.
Okay, well, there are signs up, it's whatever the sign says, right?
It's whatever the signs are saying.
Okay.
I believe they're not enforcing after 5 o'clock, but I'd hate to put out bad information on that, not knowing exactly what the signage says.
Okay, and we know the song, sign, everywhere a sign. Read it. Read it, learn it, live it. No shirt, no shoes. No dice. That's how these things work. Farmers market, anything different this week besides the wonderful forecast we have?
We'll have some city staff down there as we do almost every farmers market, just answering questions. I'm not sure which department's doing that yet this week. But my wife and I were down there last Saturday for the kickoff.
A little chilly in the morning, huh?
A little chilly. I wouldn't have wanted to be setting up at 7 a.m. in the dark that day, but overall, great atmosphere. I know the food vendors are excited with some reduced fees for the prepared foods and things. Talking with our parks director, Tim Street, they've got some of the highest numbers of registered vendors they've had in many years, so they're really excited that they're going to have a great season throughout the spring here and through the summer. With the farmers market and just really that atmosphere is so fun. Yeah, you know, we don't quite have the fountain up and running in the front of the building quite yet, but that did not deter some of those little tykes from jumping in and splashing around in the water that was there.
I just got hypothermia thinking about that.
Yes, exactly. You know, a pair of rubber boots and a diaper, that makes the day go around in the fountain like that.
Well, it's 50th anniversary, so it's a big year, and there is some free parking on Saturdays that people should know about. And that is north on Morton Street, almost when you get to 10th, right?
Yes, they've got some lots up there that are available. And and as always, you know, 50 cents an hour in the parking garages at Morton and behind City Hall there at the Trades District. So lots of parking options available to folks that want to come on down, enjoy the farmer's market, and maybe head down to one of those great restaurants on downtown for lunch afterwards or something.
That's exactly right. And if you'd like more information, you can go to the city's website and sign up for the Parks and Recs newsletter. I get a farmer's market newsletter every week to keep me in tune on what's happening, and that is pretty cool as well. You can see all the products they're going to have, when the flowers show up, the timing, the music, everything that goes with it. So kudos to whoever's putting that together, buddy. That is tremendously helpful, and we want all the people to go down there and celebrate that. Yes, I know there are plenty of other markets as well, but Adam Wason works for the city, so we're going to talk about the city's farmers market. We'll do that today. All right, buddy, grab your Gordon Fisherman's outfit, the yellow hat, the slicker, and everything else, and stay dry out there, will you?
Yeah, we'll be out and about making sure we don't have any localized flooding on any of the streets and such. But, yeah, it's going to be a wet couple days here, and We're all hands on deck as needed.
I won't bring up Little Five. We'll have some fun with that. That's the weather looks outstanding for the first four or five days of the week. It's time of
the
year,
kids
buddy.
They'll have their fun.
They will have
the
their
kids
fun.
Should have their fun.
So if it's sunny during the day and it rains at night, that'd be perfect, right?
I think our friends at BPD would not mind that at all.
They'd sign for that, wouldn't they?
Yes, they sure would. So.
Good.
What time's our plane leave for Augusta? I'm ready to go.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Scotty Scheffler has just chipped in at number 12 for a birdie, so that's good. He is at 3 under par. Bryson DeChambeau, who I cannot stand, is your clubhouse leader at 7 under 65. Jordan Spieth has just doubled the first hole. He's going to try to do what John Rahm did last year. Double the first hole, then come back and win the golf tournament by a mile. You get the I'll get the gas. If you can do that, I'll go with you, and we'll call our wives later and apologize.
Hopefully it's a great week of golf, and looking forward to watching the weekend play out. I think I'm going with Fitzpatrick for the win this weekend.
Oh, well, guess who I selected yesterday? Matthew Fitzpatrick in my little they do. That wind is picking up. The trousers are flapping in the breeze. Oh, there's my other buddy, Corey Connors. He's -2 today. Fitzpatrick is -3. He is on Amen Corner as well. Yeah, I hope I run into you this weekend, because you know what I'll be doing this weekend? Watching the Masters. So I'll enjoying the 72 degrees on Saturday. That's right. I'll be outside watching the Masters somewhere.
There you go. Hey, Glass, always great to talk to you. You have a great week here, and we'll have, I think you got Jane Coopersmith coming up next week.
Oh, so, good. I might nudge you on Friday just to see how everything's going.
Absolutely. You feel free.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Glass, you take care.
See you, buddy. Adam Wason, the Director of Public Works. There is your inside information about what's going on in the city. Our representative from the mayor's office. This week, Adam, one of the 16 department heads who will be joining us throughout Thursdays from this point forward.